going to pubs and they got musical instruments on the wall. And obviously this is an exception because it's art. But when I go to pubs and I see musical instruments on the wall, it's like entering a cemetery for me. Because all those musical instruments should be played and they're up there on the wall, they're going dry, they're getting warped, they're getting busted. Exactly, they're crap. And it really does wind me up. However, the one exception I'll make is Rob's guitar over there, which is shite. And if you want to hang that on a wall in a pub, you are more than welcome.
It's a 1930s guitar. It wasn't played by Django Reinhardt, but it was played by...
It's not a guitar.
It was played by the person who used to live next door to him.
And
it is a superb guitar. I'm not sure I've got a mic, so I won't be able to play that. You want to hear it, don't you?
I do want to hear it.
Yeah, it is.
No! No!
Apparently Tampax has just produced a new tampon made entirely out of entirely out of tinsel. It's just for the Christmas period.
Oh. Right, for this one. What I need is, I'm going to split the room in half, but what I would like to do, he's a Catholic, we had awful arguments in the pub earlier on. He's not my favourite person, as you can see, I hit him over the head. That's what you should do to all good Catholics. Anyway, there's a bit of a divide here. That's the Catholic side, this is the Puritan side. I'm very, very low church, he's very high church. What I'd like is all the Catholics that side, and all the low church people that side, they'll be singing with me, Catholics, you'll be singing with him.
Where do I go?
What are you, atheist?
Salvation Army.
Salvation. Low church, whitewash the walls, put a table at the end, get rid of the altars, get rid of all the paint. Anyway. This song is our Christmas song.
Second Christmas song.
This originally was 6 minutes long, but we honed it down. It's about the fact that there were four wise men. One was not very wise, and he got lost in the desert and died in there. This is about him.
Rob, you're scaring the people away.
When I say festive and gay. I mean gay in not the post-1960s meaning. I mean gay in the, well, the 18th century meaning. As used by Johnson in the Dictionary of the English Language from 1755, when he said gay means, oh, merry, lively, frolicish, which is what we are. Not gay in the homosexual meaning. So please don't think that. I can see some people tittering at the back. Yeah.